Welcome to Sittin' In. I'm John Basile. There was a golden age of jazz on Cape Cod in the 1970s and the 80s. A group of jazz musicians called Cape Cod their home. They came from various places. They could, and they usually did, work around the country and internationally. But one thing they shared was a love of Cape Cod and a desire to make it their home, no matter where their careers took them. Most of them played what we would call straight-ahead or traditional-style jazz in the tradition of Dixieland or New Orleans style, but some tended toward more modern sounds. Some simply defied category. Whatever they played, it was all good. The core group of musicians I'm talking about includes Marie Marcus, Dave McKenna, Lou Colombo, Ruby Braff, and Bobby Hackett, but there are others we'll include in the group. I wrote about these musicians and their connections to Cape Cod in my book, Cape Cod Jazz, From Colombo to the Columns, and today I'd like to share some of their music with you. The place to start has got to be with Marie Marcus. She became known as the First Lady of Jazz on Cape Cod, not just for her wonderful piano playing, but for all she did to make jazz a big part of the entertainment scene on the Cape. Marie was born Marie Doherty in Boston in 1914 and was playing piano by age 4. In her teens, she was hired to play on a local radio show accompanying other young performers. Eventually, she relocated to New York, where she worked nightclubs and met the great stride pianist Fats Waller, who would influence her piano style. She was part of the traditional jazz revival of the 1950s while working with a band called Preacher Rollo and his Five Saints. She was one of the Five Saints. In this recording made in the 1990s here on the Cape, Marie Marcus is featured on piano with some other local stars, including Lou Colombo on trumpet. This is Back Home in Indiana, recorded at Marie's 80th birthday party. Thank you. That was back home in Indiana with Marie Marcus leading the band. We heard some of Lou Colombo's trumpet on that track with Marie, and he's another one of the jazz players who adopted Cape Cod. Lou came from Brockton, and he was a good enough baseball player as a teenager to be signed to a pro contract by the Brooklyn Dodgers, but injury cut his baseball career short and allowed him to concentrate on his other love, the trumpet. Lou Colombo could play any style, from Dixie to modern. A steady gig at the Mill Hill Club in West Yarmouth convinced him that the Cape was a good place to raise a family, and in the early 1970s, he and his family became Cape Codders. Here's something featuring Lou from a very rare record called An Evening at Johnny Yee's. It's called Soul Street West, and it features some Lou Colombo trumpet in a modern vein. Was Soul Street West from an album called An Evening at Johnny Yee's. And for those of a certain age, they'll remember Johnny Yee's. It was on Route 28 in West Yarmouth. The building was recently demolished, but it was a very popular place for years and years on the Cape. That recording was made sometime during the 1970s, probably toward the later part of the 70s. And it was recorded after hours in the restaurant. That's why you don't hear crowd noise or anything like that. But the band stayed late and recorded. We should hear another one from that same record. This is called She's Gone. We'll be right back. And that was She's Gone, featuring Lou Colombo on trumpet. No discussion of Cape Cod's golden age of jazz would be complete without hearing from the great pianist Dave McKenna. Dave was a Providence, Rhode Island native whose first shot at fame came with Charlie Ventura's band in the waning days of the big band era. He worked frequently in New York, and in the mid-60s, he and his wife moved their family to the Cape. Always shy about self-promotion, McKenna often referred to himself as a saloon piano player, but he was so much more, especially when playing solo. He often turned the most mundane standard tune into a work of art. He was also known for his medleys of classic Great American Songbook tunes. Here's Dave McKenna playing solo with Only Trust Your Heart. was Only Trust Your Heart, Dave McKenna on the solo piano. Dave McKenna was a sensitive accompanist as well as a fine solo player. As this track, with baritone saxophonist Joe Temperley, proves, this is Once in a While. Was Once in a While, Dave McKenna with Joe Temperley on saxophone. Let's take a short break. This is Sitting In on CAI. This is Sitting In on CAI. I'm John Basile, and today we're hearing from some of the musicians who made up the golden era of jazz on Cape Cod. Next up is Ruby Braff. Raised in Boston as a teenager, he got to work at the Silver Dollar, which was a saloon in Boston, very popular place at the time. He often filled in for older musicians from time to time, and he soon became a regular on the New York jazz scene. But his trumpet style, rooted in tradition, sometimes seemed out of place as the more modern bebop sound took over in the 1940s and 50s. Ruby Braff's strong suit was the Great American Songbook. In fact, he used to refer to himself as a songster, someone who loves the song for its own sake. Ruby was a frequent visitor to the Cape. He decided to make his home here in the early 1990s, even as he played gigs all over the world. He came home to West Dennis in the last years of his life. Here's Ruby Braff accompanied by Roger Kellaway on piano with Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach's Yesterdays. For a guy who was often pigeonholed as being out of step with modern sounds, this track is one of the most startlingly modern interpretations imaginable of a great old song. That was Ruby Braff playing Yesterdays. Let's hear one more from Ruby. This is from a later period in his career. Fly Me to the Moon. This is Sitting In on CAI. I'm John Basile, and today we're hearing from some of the musicians who made up the golden era of jazz on Cape Cod. Bobby Hackett was a gifted trumpet player who was born in Providence and spent most of his career based in New York, but he called Cape Cod home as well for many years, starting in the early 1960s. Hackett played the guitar early in his career and, in fact, was hired by Glenn Miller as a guitarist during a time when Hackett was having trouble with his trumpet embouchure. Despite being part of the famous Miller Band as a guitarist, it was Hackett who played the iconic trumpet solo on the big hit A String of Pearls. Hackett came up playing traditional jazz, but moved into some more modern sounds when he was featured on a series of albums produced by comedian Jackie Gleason. On these albums, Hackett was usually backed by big orchestras featuring lots of strings. From the album Music, Martinis, and Memories, here's Bobby Hackett's trumpet on Once in a While. While based on Cape Cod, Hackett had a long residency at Dunphy's Hotel in Hyannis. In fact, there was a famous newspaper ad that ran in local papers offering $1 off the regular $2 cover charge if you brought in the ad from the paper. Imagine having the Bobby Hackett Band at your local establishment every weekend. Bobby Hackett was mostly heard in small group settings, such as this one, similar to what the band might have sounded like at Dunphy's. When Hackett died in 1976, his family didn't have enough money for a gravestone, so the Cape Cod Jazz Society, as one of its first acts, raised the money for the stone. As an indicator of how well-regarded Bobby Hackett was, for years after his death, the trumpet player Gordon Brooks used to hold a gathering at Bobby's graveside in Chatham, in which he would memorize one of Hackett's solos and play it to the assembled crowd. And this went on for several years. Let's take another break. This is Sitting In on CAI.
Sometimes if I'm a little down or I'm a little bit sad about something, I realize, what are you doing? What are you doing sulking here? Pick up your guitar, for God's sake. And next thing you know, 2 hours later, I'm flourishing.
Arlen Roth from Aquina.
Yeah, I hate being bored with my own playing. You know, I got to play something new all the time. I'll just say, well, I'm used to this. How about trying a little? Try some different voicings. Maybe I'll sit down and just play a blues, you know. And make it a different progression.
You're listening to WCAI, local public radio for the Cape, Coast, and Islands.
This is Sitting In on CAI. I'm John Basile, and today we're hearing from some of the musicians who made up the golden era of jazz on Cape Cod. Of all the jazz musicians who called Cape Cod home during that golden age, perhaps the one who was the most under the radar was the pianist Jack Boomer. Boomer was an Ohio native, largely self-taught on piano. He settled into a career at sea, and for 22 years he worked for the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution on their research vessels. This gave him a unique ability to spend a lot of time with the piano, which he had bolted to a stateroom floor. This story was told by Ray Smith, who for many years hosted the Jazz Decades program on WGBH radio in Boston. In 1976, Boomer retired from his job at Hooey and settled on the Cape. He soon became a favorite, playing piano in local restaurants and in concerts. Often he played solo piano, which was his favorite setting, much like Dave McKenna. So here is Jack Boomer with Somebody Loves Me from a rare LP put out in 1983. We had to fire up the CAI turntable for this one, so you may hear a few pops and crackles. Markovarich was a New Hampshire native who, like so many other musicians, settled on Cape Cod in the 1970s. Many people remember him from his days playing solo piano at the Asa Burse House on Main Street in Hyannis. From a solo LP he recorded, here is Mike Markovarich playing Andy Razaf's Black and Blue. Thank you. was Black and Blue by Mike Markovich. Also from a 1988 LP Markovich recorded with bassist Bill Britto, here's the bop classic Up Jump Spring. Let's take another break. This is Sitting In on CAI. Sitting In on CAI, I'm John Basile, and today we're hearing from some of the musicians who made up the golden era of jazz on Cape Cod. Mike Markovich playing Up Jump Spring. So that just about completes our look at what I consider to be the great era in Cape Cod jazz history. But the good news is that the tradition of good jazz players making their homes on Cape Cod continues. Today we have musicians such as Bart Wiseman, Bruce Abbott, Tyler Newcomb, Fred Freed, Joe Mongelli, Fred Boyle, and many others living and working right here on the Cape. And the tradition of Cape Cod as a jazz colony continues. And before we go, I'd like to take this program full circle and return to Marie Marcus, the First Lady of Jazz on Cape Cod, playing Memories of You. Sittin' In is produced by Dan Tridle and me, John Basile. Thanks for listening.